C9V, mobile monitoring.
For TFW mobile.
Ken, how you doing this morning? Hope you're having a good day already, and hopefully have a great weekend.
Good day. My radio's not, though. I got in the car, turned it on, and the microphone lit up, but the display is totally blank, so I didn't know if it was working or on or what the deal was.
Figured out.
So like it was, and you popped on, and then I just keyed the mic, so it must be on the 610. I can't tell anything about it.
It's got an LED light in the display, or what's going on? I don't know. If it's incandescent, maybe it burnt out.
You tell nothing about it. Even with the light on, you can't, you know, it isn't like it's the backlight. It's something with the whole unit, but that's all right. It's getting old.
W2JKT mobile.
I didn't talk to you in a while. It's C9V.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How are you guys doing? Did you guys have a good weekend?
Weekend. It will be better next weekend, but yeah, had a great one. Started pressure washing the camper yesterday there, Ken.
Picture all weekend, but hopefully I'm done. And next weekend we're at the beach, but I saw this morning at 5:30 it was at 81, feels like 89 at the beach.
I remember working off duty at Kiowa. Man, you know, ocean breeze is just, it's heavy. Humid, it's just you know, if you're sweating at night, you're not doing anything, it's pretty bad.
Had a good one. We also had a good weekend. We did the Star Wars original trilogy with the kids. I don't think I'd ever seen them before, so they definitely had some things to say about the special effects, but yeah, they're good movies. But yeah, I just headed back to work today. I'm back on my 3 days a week this week, so at least gonna try. My back is healing up pretty good, so yeah, so far so good.
I've been back to there for a while, Eric. Yeah, Eric got on the radio, and Patrick said she had back surgery, and I'm a little concerned about that. Would you recommend the surgery?
You know, I don't have any more pain from the stenosis or anything. I'm still healing from the surgery, and it hurts sometimes, but. Yeah, I don't have any more of that numbness or tingling in my legs or anything like that, and I can walk just fine. I'm not dragging my feet. So, yeah, I would highly, if you need this kind of surgery, it only took about 45 minutes for him to do it, and my incision was only a couple inches long, so, it seems like it was a minimally invasive thing, and in and out quick, and it seems to have done the trick.
Successful with that. I've got some of that in my lower back, but... Keep putting it off, so I'll keep on putting it off.
I have a thought on that. A lot of people say put it off as long as you can, but, it was seriously hampering my lifestyle. And, there's the argument, I think, the younger you get it, the better you heal from it. Because, I'm only 50. I think if you're, 75, it's a lot longer of a healing process and there's a lot more that can go wrong.
But mine's not affecting my lifestyle, so I'm okay with it for now.
At the point where I couldn't even walk, we used to, Courtney and I like to walk like 5 miles a day, and I get to mile three and I just couldn't go anymore because it just hurt so bad. So, I did 7 miles last Sunday, and it started to hurt, but not from the thing, but just from the surgical stuff that's still healing, but it was a little bit long. But yeah, I'm back up in the miles already, and things are going great.
I'll put mine off till I think I need it, which hopefully we never. But anyway, can you get quiet? Wake up.
Get it. Everything adjusted right in the car. And then Susan had to drive it home. I had to pick up a U-Haul trailer on Friday take the furniture down to Anderson, and now all my settings are all messed up.
Well, I hate that for you. Hey, you had to rent a trailer. It wasn't long of mine.
That's why I didn't have to tarp anything. And I reserved it online. thinking I'd bring it back, you know, Saturday afternoon, but then they said, oh, this one's rented out Saturday morning. You got to have it back by Saturday morning. So I ended up going home Friday night, loading it up, carrying it to Anderson, and coming back so I could have the trailer back Saturday morning.
You got your work in.
Yeah, but granddaughter was happy with her new bedroom seat.
It's worse, load the trailer or unload it, taking everything inside, set it up.
I had to do it by myself, so unloading it, at least I had some help. I got an older person question.
Oh, no, but you could ask.
Yeah, you said you got the regular Part B, the $185 a month. Did you get a supplement or something to go with that for, like, drug coverage and that?
I've got a supplement through United Healthcare, which is AARP, I guess. They cover everything, whatever Medicare does not cover. The overages, I guess. And I'm sure it don't cover everything, but it covers a good bit of it. And then I don't have a drug plan. I figure I'll just pay out of pocket for that.
Why they sent you back for that?
They just went up on the rates. It looked like a $125 a month. I'd have to look at it, be honest with you. But it's somewhere around that ballpark. They just automatically draft that back out.
Just weighing the cost of the insurance at work, you know, versus just going straight Medicare. But my total out-of-pocket per year at work is like $6,000. So I think it's less than that with Medicare.
Your supplement, you probably would have to pay that. 100 and whatever per month.
But hold on.
Because I don't really have I haven't used it yet. I had it, I guess it'll be a year coming up this weekend.
Go ahead and pick it up, Eric.
Negotiating some traffic right now, but I got a few years before I got to worry about getting on Medicare, but I know that's complex when you talk about, you know, Medicare, then all the other crap you got to buy to go with it, because Medicare isn't actually universal.
Man, you got to figure out what's wrong with my faceplate on my radio.
What's going on with the faceplate on your radio?
The car this morning, the whole radio acts like the power's off, but the mic lit up like it was on, and I couldn't do nothing with it. And then I heard Leon pop on, and I just keyed the mic, and it works, but the whole faceplate is black.
His faceplate?
Yep.
Try popping it off and popping it back on again?
It stays detached.
Does it plug into the faceplate or the RF deck?
Just turn it off, turn it right back on. See if that fixes anything.
Either the cable's no good, it's not able to tell the faceplate to wake up.
Done that one. Sorry about that, Eric.
And I think it's probably something with the cable between the faceplate and the RF deck, or possibly something with whatever's supposed to supply power to the faceplate. You know, the mic signals are still passing, but if the, you know, the power supply for the faceplate and the radio is broken, then the faceplate won't power up.
Check it out when it's in the daylight. I know the last thing I did with it on Friday was I powered it down. So that, because I knew Susan would be driving it, so it wouldn't, but, you know, aggravate her. And now it just won't come on.
Where is the RF deck located? I've accidentally, like, kicked the cable or moved it or something, and something came unplugged. But, yeah, just check it out when you got some light. I'm sure it's something simple.
Because that she moved the seat, so maybe that was it.
My money is between the faceplate and the radio. There are there two cables between the faceplate and the radio? conductors got severed or something weird happened anyway.
Wife gets in, she's got to put the seat all the way forward because of her short legs. She'll undo the microphone where I have the mic hanging in or something. So I tried to not let her drive my truck.
And not even 5 feet tall, so whenever she drives my car, she never puts the seat back where she, found it, so I gotta go, sit there and move the seat all the way back. But the RF deck for my radios, the Chevy Volt is weird. It's got a console that's got two levels in it. It's got a level on the floor and then the level with the gear buttons and the cup holders and all that. So the RF unit for my radios down there in the floor console part. And then, on the Kenwood, the microphone plugs into the RF deck, not the faceplate, so it's a little different setup.
This car's got, it's all electric and that, so and it doesn't have a memory, so it's like, man, it takes me 2 weeks to get that sucker back where I like it.
Either, and it would be nice, because, it's the same deal, she changes everything, like the tilt, the lumbar, the forward back, the up and down, and it's just like, oh, man, I can never get it back exactly where I want it.
KN4 TFW.
And NC9V.
W2JKT. Yep at all?
But I do have it.
How much you did on HF? I've been getting into some digital stuff on HF lately, Winlink and APRS and stuff. Kind of fun. Just wonder if anybody else is into it.
The Fusion, the Yaesu Wires X and stuff. How to try that out, but not a whole lot of that around here, from what I understand.
A repeater near me that I can actually hit with my Yaesu handheld in the house, but I don't know how to use any of that Wires X stuff. I haven't even really looked at it, but the digital voice in the wide mode, the digital voice sounds really good, but in the narrow mode, it sounds like the RCD2, and I can't listen to it.
I downloaded off of the repeater book, automatically downloaded from my template, my FTM 500 here, and the one I have in my truck, but they're both exactly the same. And I downloaded the template, and I guess it's over at Gastonia, they've got one. And I was scanning the other day, and I heard this repeater, and I said, man, that thing sounds really close. I looked at it, it was Gastonia or whatever. It was the digital one. You either got it or you don't, and when you got it, it sounds like it's right next door.
I can hit from my house. I think it's up on Crowder's Mountain.
Get it from the house, in the car, I get it sometimes. The cute little guy with his fluffy helmet on, go by. Let's go past his truck here in a couple of yellow tubes.
Hey, Derek.
You guys doubled.
Just saying there's a slowdown for you on the about that 68.
At 66.
Yeah, should be right there at it.
Google Maps, but we're moving at 70 miles an hour, so maybe whatever it was is gone.
Running 80, and it just thought the 70 cars were slow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a girl on the motorcycle. I don't think she's going to be on this planet that long, the way she's driving. I think it's a girl. She got a pink shirt on, white pants, and one of those fluffy kitty cat helmets. The thing they go over a helmet, I guess. She's all over the tail end of this pickup truck in front of me. Past me, the double yellow. Past the pickup truck at the double yellow, and I don't think she's gonna be in this world long if she drives like that.
They're off the ground eventually.
Need to work with the girl and that. And 110 pounds soaking wet. She rode a bike, and I bet she wrecked that thing 10 times on that road rash and everything, and still get back on it. And that, but most of her problem is she's riding it drunk.
That's $4 here at 290.
Or a 329 in Hendersonville.
My house.
My motorcycle, but I'm not going to drive this afternoon when it's 100 degrees out.
Yesterday morning, went ahead and did all my weed eating, and then I just laid low the rest of the day.
In need of doing some yard work. I still can't lift more than 10 pounds, and I definitely can't twist either, so I can't do any string trimming yet, and man, the edges are getting bad.
I'm not the weed eater. Luckily, I had it on Marketplace. It was almost a brand new one for $280. The FS91R, still. Nice weed eater, but I ordered two of those brush blades for it because I want to go down the road. I have to drive down and take some of that brush back so I can get my camper in and out. The weed eater around the house, it was needing it.
See if I can get out and just very carefully try to do some string trimming without too much twisting back and forth.
It's old enough to do that.
It's a terrible job, and they do that on purpose. You know, you ask your kids to do something, and they purposely do it really bad, so you'll quit asking them to do it. But, yeah, I tried to get them to do it, and it just didn't work out.
You did that to their dinner, they'd learn the lesson.
Have the ability to do anything disciplinary or anything like that because I'm not their biological dad. So I'm kind of stuck. They don't they know they don't really have to listen to me because there's nothing I can really do about it except complain to their mom, and she'll say stuff, but she won't really get after them that bad either. So I'll just let them rot their brains, and they make their choices, they make their bad decisions, and they're gonna have to live with it. But I gotta be okay with that.
So I was lane splitting now at the red light. Funny. Yeah. You're going to have to correct that at some point, Eric. That's going to catch up with you. That's going to catch up with you.
Is it legal in South Carolina?
Negative. Two abreast, legally.
Motorcycle clubs.
We doubled, Ken, sorry.
And
69 for diesel here at Wade Hampton.
Overnight.
Quick.
South Carolina now. I can tell the way people are driving.
I hear you. I was buying a motorcycle the other day, and he was, like you said, right up on front of the vehicle, in front of him, and then he just kind of wheeled out, barely cleared the car the side of him, and then wheeled back in and just barely clearing everything, and they wonder why they get killed.
Stop on a dive on a motorcycle. You can stop quicker in a car. Granted, some of the newer bikes do have anti-lock brakes, but I guarantee the bike she was riding did not. It smelled like a Harley Davidson with no baffles in it. For fuel to air mixture.
They've been rich, don't they?
Had a little bit of oil mixed in, too.
And cooler.
NC9V.
Okay, yeah, we do the same thing with air-cooled aircraft engines. Whenever you're on high power, you want to run a little rich because it helps keep the engine cooler.
In there.
You carry on with the conversation. I just wanted to jump in and say good morning, and I'll be here. First cup of coffee, KF4NXY.
I'm here this morning. I'm glad you're enjoying your coffee.
Hey, you're sounding good this morning, and it sounds like you're not hurting near as bad as you were.
Correct on that. I am feeling much better.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of it.
Back procedure done also. And like he was saying earlier, when you get older, it takes a little longer to get over things. But Thursday, I go have all these staples took out. I was beginning to think them. I had a sale at Home Depot and just went to search and used them. But, yeah, I kind of doubt that. But anyway, I can explain all the procedure later, but Thursday, I get the staples took out and kind of crank up the device. It's supposed to help with the back pain, and it's on very low voltage at the moment, and it's helping some right now.
Son-in-law just had one of those put in his back too, because he had some severe back pain. But he says it works really well once I get it dialed in, And he's back to towing vehicles and working on cars and everything that he was doing before he got hurt. So, yeah, hopefully it works out the same for you.
And joke about, well, can I play the piano? And the doctor says, yeah. He doesn't say, well, funny, I couldn't play the piano before.
Like that.
I interrupted the ongoing conversation. Y'all go ahead and get back to it, and I'll jump back in a little bit later. KFRNXY.
Hey, David. Glad you're doing a lot better. You can hear you then. Fellas, I'm at work, so I'm a bail. NC9B. Y'all have a great day, 73.
All right, David, you're never interrupting. You're always welcome to jump in here. So, yeah, talk to you later, Leon. Have a great day. WTJKT.
Yeah, somebody was having radio problems. Was that you?
An issue with the faceplate on his radio. It wouldn't light up or display or anything. I'm wondering if he got where he was going. He's pulling it apart, so I'd check on it now. It's about the right time for him to get to his office. David, I hope you have a great day. I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope your recovery goes great. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you later this week. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day, too, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Guys, you guys have a good one. KN4KSW.